from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Joining us here on set from Nantucket, the home of Greg Hill.
Oh, there you go. Have you seen Bill running around anywhere?
He has been around here.
Okay. Oh, wow. Doug Grip.
Now we know who to call for all the info.
Doug's got a good grip on the shake. He also has a voice made for radio. We will get to what Doug has been fighting in a moment. And, of course, Dr. Robert Haddad is the chief division and head and neck oncology, division of head and neck oncology at Dana-Farber, and he's also got a hitch in his giddy-up today, Foyer. He's like you with with the walking boot, Doc.
Well, Doc, did I hear this correctly? Was this a pickleball injury?
It was a pickleball.
Oh, we play pickleball because it's for old people and exactly you don't run anywhere, right, Doug?
You got to be careful.
Him.
He should take up golf.
Yeah, I mean, really? Maybe darts. 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 Darts is good.
Well, when you came in on the knee rover and Fournier got off of his ankle surgery.
Oh,
however, his got chewed up for 13 years in the NFL, which is why he needed one.
Yeah.
And then by the way, Dr. Haddad, he didn't listen to the doctor, took his boot off after 2 days. And we were all laughing at him.
It's not technically true, Doc, but
not technically true.
I'm very tempted to do the same.
Oh, really? Oh, that's the worst thing that ever just happened right now is that a doctor said, he was tempted too.
Yeah.
We're never going to hear the end of Dr. Haddad saying that now.
So. I have we're brothers in crime.
So, Doug, you have squamous cell carcinoma. I hope I said that right.
Close enough.
Or sarcoma. Yeah. Sorry. What is that?
It's a cancer. Frankly, I learned a lot about. It is a HPV based cancer.
Okay.
And so it's actually, I think, very important for people to recognize with their children, grandchildren, to advise them to take a vaccine for HPV to prevent it. It's a fairly preventable form of cancer, but it is a virus that many people shed. A large majority of the people in this room have had it or have it and don't know it. And so it can manifest itself into various forms of cancer. Head and neck is one of the primary ones, which has afflicted me.
It was in your throat, correct?
It was in my throat, in my tonsil. Exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah, left tonsil.
So one of the decisions, Doc, was chemotherapy or surgery. And you chose the decision, I guess, I'm assuming jointly, was chemotherapy. Why?
Yeah, so this is what's known as throat cancer, squamous cell carcinoma of the throat. And for this type of cancer, it's really important to have the type of multidisciplinary care because you are correct. It is a type of cancer where there are multiple ways you can treat it. So ultimately, you go with the decision about surgery or no surgery based on function. So what are the functions of at risk here? Speech and swallow, right? So those are the function you want to preserve. So a patient like Doc come to us, we have a multidisciplinary group meeting with a radiation oncologist, a medical oncologist, and a surgeon, where we look at the staging of the cancer, stage 1 to 4, and what would be involved in treating this particular cancer with surgery, what would be the downstream effect on speech and swallow, and sometimes cosmesis appears, because when you do surgery on the head and neck area, it can be visible to the outside world. So some patients will still need surgery. For Doug, we determined that that was not the better way to go because of the stage of the cancer and the location. And we went with radiation and chemotherapy. And knock on wood, this has been successful and cancer-free.
And he's got this great voice. Can you say, yeah. Gresham Fourier, 10 to 2, Fourier. Monday through Friday.
Ready? Monday through Friday.
Give me clean. Give me a really good. Give me Gresham Fourier, 10 to 2, a Monday through Friday, WEEI. Come on.
Gresham Fourier, 10 to 2 on Monday through Friday.
There you go.
We got a new open.
You know, Doc, I did want to ask you. So Doug had mentioned it was in the tonsils. If you don't have them removed, is that one of the places that maybe this kind of cancer would attack? Because some people got their tonsils out. I was supposed to get mine out of 13 and never did.
Correct.
So I still have mine. Does that matter in all of this?
No, it doesn't. So the area at risk is the oropharynx, which is the area where the tonsils and the back of the tongue, so all that area, all that lymphoid tissue in that area is at risk. So having a tonsillectomy, removal of the tonsil at a young age, is not protective against developing this cancer.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So now what you said, we're knocking on wood, we're in remission.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What does it look like now? Weekly visits turning to monthly visits, and what's the life like moving forward?
It's biannual at this point. Okay. I have a scope every 6 months or so, a camera basically that comes up and checks out the whole head and neck cavity, make sure there's nothing new that's appearing in there, and then an MRI periodically to make sure nothing else is we're missing in the body. And so, again, 6 years now.
Wow, it's a great story.
Now, Doug, I know that you're now a part of the Dana-Farber's Board of Trustees and Investment Committee. What made
That's
you
right.
want to dive in at that kind of level?
Well, many things. One, I'm enormously grateful to the entire community of Dana-Farber and all those that are contributing to Dana-Farber. And I wanted to be able to give back in some way. And I was fortunate enough to be able to do that. I have several of my friends around the board, many of whom were helpful to me when I first was diagnosed, both in terms of contacting some, getting in to Dana-Farber. But more importantly, it's just moral support. And so being able to give back to the community is very important to me and my family. And I have an investment background. I've been in the business, started here in Boston. I went to New York, London, Hong Kong. And so I thought that I could add a little bit because the dollars that people contribute is incredibly important for the organization. And we take very seriously the stewardship of the assets that we have. We have to make sure we're doing everything possible to preserve and maintain those and throw off the kind of income that actually helps the Institute cure other patients and create other research opportunities.
And Doctor, off of what Doug just said, if I see the numbers here, according to the American Cancer Society, there'll be an estimated just under 14,000 new soft tissue sarcomas will be diagnosed in 2024. Is the number rising? Is it steady? Kind of where are we at in terms of where the philanthropy sort of meets this portion of the disease?
So this is a carcinoma, and it is actually currently we're up to close to 50,000 cases a year. But because this cancer is not as common as some of the other cancers we treat, the degree of philanthropy and the degree of National Cancer Institute support is much more limited. So philanthropic efforts like the event today are very helpful for us to really get to the patient new interventions that otherwise would not make it to the clinic. These high-risk, high-rewards projects we can do with this type of philanthropy where, for example, we're asking questions right now of lower-intensity radiation therapy. Nobody would fund a trial like this because you're giving less treatment to patients. So how can we do trials like these? We can do trials like these by supporting those trials internally from our philanthropic funding. And there's a lot of work that's going into right now this treatment de-escalation, giving less intensive treatment for these types of cancers. But at the same time, there are other types of cancers that occur in this region that are related to smoking, for example, or heavy alcohol use. And for those patients, we are looking for treatment intensification of giving more than radiation and chemotherapy. So philanthropy is really helpful for us to allow us to do these types of innovative clinical trials with new agents, new surgical modalities, new radiation modalities, and it's really been life-changing for us and for our patients.
Pretty amazing stuff. No, very much so. Dr. Robert Haddadi is the Chief Division of Head and Neck Oncology at Dana-Farber, and Doug Grip, who, of course, is fought and beat cancer. Hong Kong. How long were you there?
I was there 2 years. My family was there one school year.
And then
moved us back to London.
No kidding.
For 7 years.
Yeah. Back to London?
Well, or to London.
Oh, to London. To London. Okay.
Yeah, from New York.
And then that was, it was London-like.
London was fantastic. I'm actually heading there tonight.
Look at this guy. Listen to this dude.
We made the Greg Hill joke. And he's like bumming Belichick's plane to go.
Jet off to maybe Greece and then maybe Sorrento.
When you have cancer, you say yes. Have fun. Live life.
I'm with you.
Yeah. What a great line. There you go. Well, Doc and Doug, thanks a bunch. We appreciate it. Hey, feel better.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. What's your prognosis on your ankle?
It's very good.
Okay, now. Now, hold on. I do have to ask an annoying question, I guess it would be. So do you kind of diagnose yourself? Like when you walk in, are you listening to them as they check you? Or are you in doctor speak being like, okay, here's what I did?
No, I have a very good doctor for my ankle. By the way, if you might not have known that, we played against Gronk and Edelman 2 months ago.
Come on.
And almost beat them.
In pickleball.
In pickleball.
I'm telling you.
What do you have, a ringer as a partner or something there, Doc?
No,
he's the ringer.
One of the people you're talking to tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, now there's the big mystery. We got to figure this out now.
Suspense.
Now we got to get
pickleball has leveled the playing field.
It really has.
I saw a pickleball court the other day where it was half of the pickleball. So it was like one-on-one, but they actually took the court and they made it even smaller. I was like, well, now I'm really never going to move.
Yes.
Like, just bam.
Smart.
Bam.
Exactly. Well, you're so big.
Yeah. Well, that's my.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he would stand there. Right now, he can only pirouette. That's it. He can only spin in a circle with his back the way it is.
That's great.
Gentlemen, thank you. We appreciate it. Great
thank you.
Stuff.
And thank you to everybody who's contributed.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are at $420,287 right now. I'm sure that'll get updated. You see one of our fine photographers there, right there in the.
There he is. Thinking, Gary. What are you thinking about
well?
Up there?
I know. What are you thinking about? I'm waiting for these guys to shut up.
Why?
Am I going to get Doc's knee rover in there? I don't know. The other guy's got to go catch a flight. One doesn't fit in the frame, and the other one won't stop people from singing. So what are we doing here? There it is. We'll come back and hopefully continue to raise more money in the WEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.